Prime Minister Anthony Albanese, and he spoke of how the Australian people had voted for fairness, aspiration and opportunity for all upon his re-election. And I've got the quote here. He said, basically, "For the strength to show courage in adversity and kindness to those in need, and Australians have voted for a future that holds true to these values." Now, end quote. Now, this is undoubtedly quite a lofty idea, but how can we actually turn this into reality via the public service sector? Well, to dive a little deeper into this topic, we're now joined by Associate Professor Nicola Hancock from the Centre for Disability Research and Policy at the University of Sydney. Good morning, Nicola. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for inviting me.
No, it's our pleasure, certainly. Since public resources are limited, the system often sets priorities based on the expected benefits that can be created by their recipients. Do you think this approach is reasonable, and how should the government be dealing with dissatisfaction that might arise from their tactics here?
I think there is a reality that, you know, there's always limited resources, and so there always need to be priorities developed. I think the critical thing is that we need to ask who's at the table when we're developing policies and processes and identifying priorities. So, you know, the question I would always ask is who was at that table when those processes and those plans were developed? Who was there? Were there any of the people involved who actually will be the end users of the system that's developed? And I think too often it's very tokenistic engagement with people who would actually be able to flag up front the unintended consequences of some really poorly thought through plans. You know, the most obvious, most recent one, you know, we can talk about is the Bobo debt fiasco. And we've learnt the same issues through the development of the NDIS. Too little genuine involvement of people who are NDIS users. Just two examples, you know?
Yeah, it's a bit of a blind spot. They're sort of zoomed too far out when they kind of need to be zooming in directly onto the people that might be benefiting from the NDIS.
And if policies and plans are made by people who have absolutely no understanding of the lived experiences of people that they're designed for, it's unsurprising that those processes are not fit for purpose. And in fact, have created enormous harm and distress. And that can have been avoided by co-designing. And that word co-design is used so flippantly and so constantly, but I mean genuine co-design, where people with lived experience can actually genuinely and meaningfully have a role in the design of services to support them.
And I think one thing that is always kind of an issue when you have plans that are coming is that when you have surprise plan reviews, you know, they can often make people involved feel uneasy, and the people that are sort of meting out these plans, you know, come across as unfriendly. Do you think there's a more reasonable and friendly way to ensure that people that are going through these things are respected whilst also ensuring public interest isn't harmed? So something like a credit point system?
Look, you know, I think so when we're talking about, you know, plan reviews, you know, one of the most obvious that people will be thinking of is the NDIS. And this caused enormous, you know, there's been so much distress. So if we think about people who've already been accepted onto the NDIS, so accepted to have a lifelong disability, so repeated reviews check that they still have a lifelong disability is bizarre for one. And I think the thing you've raised is that surprise, you know, the not forewarned, not supported to prepare for any reviews that are occurring, but springing them upon people, and also being approached as someone who's being assumed to be trying to rort the system rather than being approached with care and compassion, creates enormous distress for people. I work in the area of psychosocial disability and mental health. And so people who are already really vulnerable These experiences surprise reviews that they didn't anticipate, and the fear of the consequences if they were removed, if those supports they currently have are removed, has led to people being hospitalised because of that distress. Now, ultimately, that's actually more expensive. You know, there have been many reviews where people have had funding removed or changed. And then people have appealed if they have the ability and the support to do that appeal. And the appeal process itself is ridiculously expensive. So I'm not even sure it's financially beneficial, these constant and quite cruel reviews.
Yeah. And I think especially when you're talking about people on disability, there's a lot of people that, you know, their condition or whatever isn't going to change. So it's like, why are they bothering with this review? They're not going to grow a leg back or be able to hear again necessarily. So, yeah, it must be frustrating.
That's right. It's a fascinating one. So again, my area is psychosocial disability. So if you get support, if the NDIS provides someone with the excellent supports they need to live a really contributing and productive life, and therefore with those supports they are doing better, do you then remove those supports and take them back to where they were before? You know, if someone was in a wheelchair and if someone had a physical disability, had a wheelchair so that they could navigate community, you wouldn't say, oh, now you're navigating the community so we can take away the wheelchair. So it's much more obvious in a physical disability. But in terms of mental health, there's this bizarre disconnect. When people are flourishing and doing well with support, therefore we must take away that support because now they're doing well. It's cruel. It's unkind, counterproductive.
Yeah, I completely agree. It's cruel, counterproductive, and cost the public purse even more in the end. Unfortunately, we are out of time, but thank you so much for joining us today to discuss this. It's some really important issues you're raising.
You're welcome.
Yeah. And of course, that was Nicola Hancock, the Mental Health Stream Leader for the Centre for Disability Research and Policy at the University of Sydney, discussing what kind of changes we should be making to public service agencies and especially NDIS to make things easier for people so they're less frustration and trauma. You're already going through a bad situation. Bureaucracy shouldn't make it worse.